This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the possibility of development of North Korea's savagely underdeveloped economy, given the summit in Singapore. During the president's news conference today, Donald Trump spoke of a video he showed Kim Jong-un. The 4.5-minute piece was produced by the White House in the form of a fake movie trailer. There are two paths, the video suggests, back toward poverty and military conflict rendered in black and white, or a peaceful future.
Part of that world where the doors of opportunity are ready to be opened. Investment from around the world where you can have medical breakthroughs, an abundance of resources, innovative technology, and new discoveries.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pack joins us now from the summit in Singapore. Tell me more about this video.
He was trying to show Kim Jong-un a different future. The video was cut like a Hollywood movie trailer, showing North Korea in dreary black and white footage and contrasted with colored footage of skyscrapers around the world, virtual reality testing, solar panels, promising medical breakthroughs. And he's trying to say that this could be North Korea. And is he going to step up to the plate with President Trump and sell this? And President Trump said that this message was well received by the North Korean leader.
Think of it from a real estate perspective. You have South Korea, you have China, and they own the land in the middle. How bad is that, right? It's great. But I told them, I said, you may not want to do what's there. You may want to do a smaller version of it or, you know, and that could be. Although I tell you what, he looked at that tape. He looked at that iPad. And I'm telling you, they really enjoyed it, I believe.
All right. So, Jennifer, with this agreement, what do we know about economic development that might follow from it?
Well, very little, because the point of this meeting was about nuclear weapons. And out of the four agreements that were laid out in the signed joint agreement, only one mentioned it. But there was no timeline, almost no details about how the denuclearization process could be complete, verifiable, or irreversible, which was the long-stated U.S. goal. And President Trump said that the North Korean leader also agreed to destroy a missile engine testing site, but then did not include that in the document. Here's what he did say, though, about existing sanctions against North Korea.
Sanctions played a big role, but they'll come off at that point. I hope it's going to be soon, but they'll come off. They, as you know, and as I've said, the sanctions right now remain. But at a certain point, I actually look forward to taking them off.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman suggested today that China is open to easing economic sanctions on North Korea. Quote, China has consistently held that sanctions are not the goal in themselves. And thanks to Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Singapore there.